What up, guys, and welcome to another channel podcast. This one is on Archangel Michael and the messages that they have for us at this time. They are known for protection and battles against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the world of darkness and the spirit of wickedness in high places. So Archangel Michael just wanted to come through and give us some messages about what's going on at this time. So I'm going to hop right in. I'm also going to let them speak through me. So they're about to take over and speak through my throat chakra. I see many of you being deceived into negative cycles and patterns because you do not believe that we exist. I am praying that many of you come out of stagnant situations and realize the power of light through inviting my force into your homes. I know that it is hard to defeat the battle of darkness. I know that you are trying to see things clearly, and there is a lot of union happening within the collective in order for this to happen. I am praying for your happiness, but happiness can only be granted to those who are willing to walk away from karmic, tragic cycles of the past. Use your discernment because you know what it is that you must walk away from. A lot of you have been going back and forth, and it would be terrible trouble to the dark side if you were to evaluate your life. So that is why every time you start to evaluate your life, you want to go back to who you were before you were a Christed individual. I am here to help you all through satanic rituals and sacrifices of the soul, but it requires you to go within and look deeply into your traumas, which may feel uncomfortable at first. However, there is a celebration of souls and illumination to what has been trying to destroy your soul. And once you find out what has been trying to destroy your soul, you will never want to look back again. The illusions of distortion have been placed over your lives for a very specific reason. It is because you are children of the chosen. You are chosen to live a grand, happy, long-lasting, experienced life. But for those who are no longer ready for this, the ascension will continue to go on, meaning that everything that was going before will no longer be able to exist, meaning negative trials and tribulations will get more satanic the more you hold on to them. Pray for victory over your enemies and hidden enemies, and I will help you to slay every single last one of them. There are many archangels within the collective fighting for souls who are needing to fight for themselves also. Work through your pain, work through your trauma, seek wisdom where there is no light. For there is so much to be overcome at this time. We are ready to transcend. We are ready for the next phase of ascension. You are also ready, but you have to allow yourself to believe in the miracle of light in Christ. There are so many wealthy attributes to following a life of Christ. Firstly, being that you will no longer be a target to a wicked energy, the more that you ground in your warrior of Christ's light. I have said it before and I will say it again. I am your friend. I am never the enemy. The enemy seeks to take you further away from your light. The only thing that you should fear is Christ allowing you out. The pain is what you fear. The sacrifice is what you feel. What you feel is something that is meant to be learned from. The more that you learn from it is the more that it becomes easier to bear. Release your burdens. I am here. Fear is an enemy of illusion. How much are you willing to give in order for destiny to take place? Okay. So that was a transmission. I'm trying to allow them to speak through me more, so, but now they're calling me to do it with my oracle so I can get more specific. And now I'm going to read it as myself through him. So essentially, he's here to help us to overcome a lot of selfish energies in us doing things because we believe that they are right. There's a difference between doing things because they feel right versus doing it for your heart space and the collective. A lot of us are healing not only for ourselves but for the collective because we are meant to be in higher positions of honor. And so God is looking for new leaders. And I know we talked about this before, but looking for new leaders and protectors of the new world. So the old world is going to feel more and more foreign, and it's going to allow you to really see where it is that you are lacking. So anything where you were filling the void before, it's not going to work anymore. And I've already even been noticing that. Like in my recent podcast, I was kind of becoming afraid of my purpose. So I was trying to keep it open that, you know, I'll be able to go back. But I started to realize as I started to pray more and ask for more angelic assistance, I started to realize that I was just halting myself because I'm afraid of evolution. And I have to keep telling myself that there is nothing left in that world for me, no matter how much I keep trying to make excuses to go back. And I think this is what they're trying to come through and say. Whatever it is, especially when it comes to how far you can take your mind, especially if you have fire placements, a lot is being revved up so that you can allow yourself to see a new version of yourself. But when you're spending so much time on social media, that also delays the progress of you feeling the downloads of Christ that are coming through right now. Like I had a huge epiphany earlier today where it brought me to tears how powerful I felt the Holy Spirit grounding into me. So they are, when I say they, it's the Archangel Collective, but mainly Archangel Michael, that is really wanting to help with sacrificing deception, any lingering deception on the life that is still trying to keep you from answering your soul's call. So summon Archangel Michael to help you with that if you feel like you're having a hard time with breaking a pattern, a cycle, or an addiction, because 9 times out of 10, you are chosen for a bigger destiny, and that's why you're being so targeted right now. That's why it seems like everything is up in the air and it's hard for you to understand what exactly is going on, but they are wanting to come through to help us to understand exactly what's going on. So when we're walking away from certain things, it doesn't feel like we're just doing it because it feels right. That's one reason, but it's a part of the whole collective. We need more people of higher ranking soul energy to come over and heal, because once you heal, you're healing so many people around you and you're transforming the environment around you. So Archangel Michael is around to help with that at this time. Okay, so this was just kind of a quick message of encouragement from Archangel Michael. I hope this helped you guys. Peace out. Thank you.